Today's shiur is Masechtas Brachim on Daf Samach. We will begin on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the beginning of the line, with the words, V'Rab Yaisi. We're in the middle of the sugya concerning the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu, and if we look back at the top of the Amid, which we learned at the end of yesterday's shiur, 9 lines from the top of the Amid, the Gemara brought down a machlokes between Rab Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda concerning the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Desanye chomesh amos oirech v'chomesh amos reichev. Dvorim kiksov and divir Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi's shita was that the Mizbeach was exactly as it's written in the Torah. Literally, it was 5 amos square. 5 in length, 5 in width, 5 amos square. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Nemar Khan, it says over here by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Ravua, it says the word square. V'nemer l'hal, it says in Yecheskel, when he's speaking about the Mizbeach at the time of either by Sheni or by Shlishi, Ravua, that it is also squared. So ma l'hal mem tziusoy hayomodeid, afkan mem tziusoy hayomodeid. So Rabbi Yehuda says that just like we find over there the dimensions, as the Gemara explained at the end of yesterday's shiur, that it was 12 by 12. But that, says Rabbi Yehuda, means that it was a quadrant. It was from the center out in each direction. It was 12 to each direction. That means if you took a quarter of the Mizbeach, it was 12 by 12. But from one end of the Mizbeach to the other, it was actually 24 by 24. So the same thing, we're making Exe Rishava. To the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu, that when it says it was 5 by 5, it means from the middle towards each side of the Mizbeach, it was 5 by 5. And that represents, again, only a quadrant. But if you take the entire dimensions of the surface of the Mizbeach, it was, from one end to the other, 10 by 10 squared. That was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And now, the Gemara tells us what Rabbi Yaisi is going to do with that Xer Rishava. We also learned that the Mitzvah Eisen says that although we're going to find in today's Shir on Daf Samach Amid Aleph that the Gemara calls this a Xer Rishava concerning Rabbi Yehuda's Limud from Ravua from Yecheskel, but in fact we cannot make a Xer Rishava from Divrei Nevi'im to the words of the Chumash, but rather it's like Bo Azeh V'Gilo Azeh. It's a gilui milsa bialma. In other words, we see in Yecheskel that the dimensions of 12 by 12 are really 24 by 24 because you're going from the middle out in each direction when you say 12 by 12, but really you mean not a quadrant, but you mean the entire surface was 24 by 24. So too, we will learn that that's the pshat in Chumash as well. So it's not a literally a Gzei Rishava, although the Gemara calls it a Gzei Rishava, but rather one place Yecheskel is Megala on the dimensions that are written in Sefer Shmos. However, Rabbi Yossi, who learns Dvorim Kiksavon, he is going to learn it as a literal Gzei Rishava, but he's not going to make a Gzei Rishava to Yecheskel. He's going to say it's from the Mizbeach HaPnimi of Moshe. And here's where we begin the sugya. V'Rabbi Yaisi, again, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ki gomer Gzei Rishava, when does he apply to Gzei Rishava? Ravua, not legabe, the length and the width. That's Dvorim Kiksavon, it was 5 by 5, not 10 by 10 like Rabbi Yehuda says, but rather begoiva, in the height. Who the Gomer? That's what he learned the Gzei Rishava for. The sign we learned in the Brice. It says in the Torah, the Shalosh Amos Kamasi. Now, what was the height of the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu? 3 Amos. So we say that Dvorim Kiksavim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In the last Machloikis of the length and the width, it was Rabbi Yaisi who said 5 by 5 is literally Dvorim Kiksavim. Here, when it comes to the height, Fakert, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says, Dvorim Kiksavim. The height of the Mizbeach of Achitzer of Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 Amos, as it says in the Torah. Rabbi Yaisi is now the one who learns that it was not Dvorim Kiksavim as far as the height, because that's what he's going to use the Gzei Rishava for. Namer Kan Ravu, it says over here by the Mizbeach Achitzer of the Mishkan that it was 3 Amos. But V'namer Lahal, and it says here that it was Ravua. What the three amas means according to Rabbi Yossi, we're going to see on Samach Amud Aleph. But what Rabbi Yossi is trying to make is Gzeira Shava from the word Ravua. Just like it says the word Ravua by the Mizbeach Achitza, and Vinemar Lahalan says by the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Also the word Ravua, as Rashi brings the Pasuk, that it says, by the Mizbeach HaZov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, Amma Orkoi, Va'amma Rochvoi, Ravua, Va'amma Saim Koi Masai, that it was one by one square and too high. So, Ma Lahalan, Goy Voi Pishnaim Ko Orkoi. Just like by the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaZov, we find that the height was double the dimensions of the length. Afkan, so to hear about Mizbeach Hachitzon of the Mishkan, Pishnayim Korkoi, that the height was double the length. So if the length was five, because on the five, Rabbi Yossi holds Zvorm Kiksavan, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. If the length was five, the proportion of the height was 2-to-1 ratio, just like we find by Mizbeach HaPnimi. So here it was 5-to-10. The height was 10, up to and including the keren, the height was 10. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to say the height was 10 and not 3, as would I say Dvorim Kiksavim, v'haloi kfar nemar, there's another pasuk in Shmois which says, and here we have to go to the Maseres Hashas and also the Shita and Ois Dalev, that the word next word is not ve'es, but rather oirach hachotzer. The length of the chatzar, mea am, was 100 amas, and the chatzar was surrounded by curtains, by kloyim. So the length was 100 amas long. V'koyma chamesh amas, and the height of these curtains was 5 amas high. Now, according to you, Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Yossi, where the mizbeach was 10 amas high, and the koyin, an average koyin, was 3 amas high. An amas 2 feet, let's say it was 6 feet high. So the height of the kohen was 3 amas. Efshir kohen oimen al gami amizbeach. Is it possible to think that the kohen was standing on top of the mizbeach, va'avoyde b'yadin, he's doing the avoydus hakarbonis on the mizbeach ha'achitzon, the chola om royen ha'isemi b'chutz, and everybody will be able to stare in and look at the kohen doing the avoyde on top of the mizbeach ha'achitzon? If the mizbeach was 10 amas high and the koyin was 3 amas, that's a total of 13 amas, and the curtains, the height was only 5 amas. So there's 8 amas that's exposed. And the Migdash David explains that that would not be an inyan of tznius, and the Torah is makbid on tznius, so certainly it would do the avoid of the koyin not before hesia, but the avoid of the koyin on mizbeach achitza would done betzina. So it cannot be like you say that the Mizbeach was 10 amas high. Omar loy Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi answers, it had to be higher than not only 10 amas, Rabbi Yossi is going to say it had to be even 15 amas. You can't say that it was 5 amas. What 5 amas means, Rabbi Yossi is going to explain on the Samach Amud Aleph. V'aloi kfar nemar, it says, I'm passing him by Midbar, Dalit, ves kalei achotzer, the curtains of the chotzer, ves masach shara chotzer, and the screen that went in front of the gate to the chotzer, asher ala mishkan v'ala mizbeach, which is by the mishkan and the mizbeach. So for some reason we see that the Torah is linking together the kalei achotzer to the mishkan and the mizbeach. So we say as follows, says Rabbi Yossi, Ma Mishkan Yud Amas, just like the height of the Mishkan was 10 Amas, as Rashi brings down, because the Pasuk says, Yud Amas Oirecha Keresh, the length of the Keresh, the height of the Keresh was 10 Amas. So the Torah linked together the Kloyim, meaning that the Mishkan of 10 Amas high had to be covered, had to be surrounded with a Mechitza of the Kloyim, which was at least 10 amas high. And so too, since it puts the mizbeach there as well, asher ala mishkan v'ala mizbeach, af mizbeach yud amas. So the mizbeach is like what I said, disagreeing with you that it's 3 amas. I say it's 10 amas. And the kloyim had to be at least 10 amas to cover, not expose the mizbeach. V'oimer, we have another pasuk which states, Kloyim Chomesh Esrei Amas, we turn to Daf Samach Amud Aleph, that the Kloyim were 15 Amas, El HaKosev, until the shoulder of the Kloy HaChatzer that was surrounding the Chatzer. Now, what is the Kosev? The shoulder. That's a right angle. If you go from the opening into the Chatzer, the Shar HaChatzer, and let's say you go to your right, so that end of the Kloyim that ended at the corner, and then there was a right angle going to the other direction, that's called the shoulder. So Rabbi Yossi is learning that the 15 Amos are referring to the height of the Kloyim. And just like at the shoulder it was 15 Amos high, so too surrounding the entire Chatzer, the Kloyim were 15 Amos high. Rabbi Yehuda learns it was only 5 Amos high, and the Chamesh Esrei Amah refers to the width from the end of the doorway of the Shar HaChatzer until the corner of the Kloyim that were surrounding the Chatzer. That width, that Reichev, was 15 Amos. Masha Enkin, Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was the height that was 15 Amos. And now comes out very good. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Kohen was 3 Amos, the Mizbeach was 10 Amos, so you had to cover 13 Amos, and in fact, the Kloyim were 15 Amos high. If so, according to Rabbi Yossi, Matam Adloim, or Hey Amos. So what's that going to pshat where it says in the Pasuk that it was only 5 Amos high? That means Mizvas Mizbeach Ulamaila. It had, of course, covered the Mizbeach, just like it had to cover the Kerish, the Krushim of the Mishkan, which were 10 Amos high. So the Mizbeach was also 10 Amos high, according to Rabbi Yossi. Double the length. That's the Gzer Shavu Ravua from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The height is double the length. So it's at least 10 Amos, the Mishkan was, the Mizbeach was. But now, from the end of the top of the Mizbeach by the Kronos, which was 10 Amos high, it was another 5 Amos until you got to your 15 Amos. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, we have to understand what it says about 3 Amos. Umatam Adlam Rishalash Amos Kamasu, that the Mizbeach Achitzon was only 3 Amos high, as Rabbi Yehuda learns Dvarim Kiksavan. That means Misvas Soive Vulamalo. We know that on the side of the Mizbeach, there was lattice work, the Michbar. That was from 5 Amos up on the Mizbeach to the 6th Amah. And then from the 6th Amah to the 7th Amah, there was the band around the Mizbeach, which is called a Soiviv or a Karkov. That was from Amah 6 to Amah 7. And then there was another 2 Amahs. And then there was an Amah of the Keren. The Mizbeach itself was 9 Amos high from the floor. And then there was 1 Amah on top of the Keren. So what he, according to Rashi, what it means, Sholosh Amos Kamasa, according to Rabbi Yossi, is from the bottom edge of the Soivev, which is starting at Amah 6, another 3 Amos until the bottom edge of the Keren. So in between those two bottom edges, you have from Amah 6 to Amah, from Amah 6 to 7, and then from 7 to 8, and from 8 to 9, and then from 9 to 10 is the Karen. From Amah 6 till the end of Amah 9, you have a total of 3 Amahs. That's what the Torah is referring to. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara sums up. What's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Who doesn't learn the Gzei Rishava for the height? Ki Gomer Gzei Rishava Berachva Huda Gomer. He uses the Gzei Rishava, as we explained before, for the width. That just like by Yecheskel, 12 by 12 means that it was really 24 by 24. So here where it says 5 by 5, it really means that it was 10 by 10. And here's where we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara calls it a Gzei Rishava. We already explained from the Mitzvah Esan that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a real Gzei Rishava because he can't make Gzei Rishava from Yecheskel, the Navi, to Chumash, but rather it's Megala. What it means by the dimensions of the surface of the Mizbeach, we see by Yecheskel that it's really double what it says. So too, in the Chumash, when it says 5, it means not 5, but it means 10. And now says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, hi, komis chazi koyein. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have 3 amas the height of the Mizbeach, 3 amas the average height of the Kayin, so you have to cover 6 amas. But how much are you covering according to Rabbi Yehuda? You're only covering 5 amas. So the Gemara says, you have 1 amah, in other words, Gemara's kasha is, of the head of the Kayin that's exposed. Says the Gemara, Nehei, the Kayin Mizchazi, even though the people could see the head of the Kayin, over the top of the curtains, which were only 5 amas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but avoida de biyada lemeschaz, they weren't able to see the avoida that it was in his hand. That was sufficient. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's 15 amas the height, 2 amas above the head of the kohen. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the head of the kohen will be exposed, but the 5 amas were enough to cover the avoda. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shlomo, Rabbi Yehuda, Heinedichsev, Kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the sugya that we learned yesterday, that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was too small to contain the 142,000 korbanos of that were brought by the Chanukah Beis HaMikdash. So it's very good that what did Shlomo HaMelech have to do? He had to be Mekadesh the Ritzpah, so that on the Ritzpah they were able to bring the Aktara of all the Korbanos that were not able to be brought on the Mizbeach Avonim of Shlomo. Because as we learned in yesterday's shir, according to Rav Yehuda, the dimensions of the Mizbeach is 10 by 10. The area of the Mizbeach, if you discount the Kronos and the 1 amah for the Kohen to walk around the Mizbeach, so it comes out you have to discount 2 amahs on each side, which leaves you 6 by 6 an area to bring the Karbonis. That's 36. And we learned that on 36 amahs, they brought 1,000 Karbonis a day. So the Mizbeach of Shloima, where the working surface on top of the Mizbeach is 20 by 20, which is 400 square amas, which is only 11 times more than the 36 that you had by Moshe. So if by Moshe you could do 1,000, by Shloime you could do 11 times more, 11,000, but you weren't able to do 142,000. So that's very good. Why Shloime had to be Mekadosh to Ritzpah and bring the Karbonis under Ritzpah? El Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, that he learns the dimensions were 5 by 5, Dvorim Kiksavan, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, if you take off the 4 amas of Moshe, all you're left is 1 amah by 1 amah. You take off the amah of the Karen, the amah of going around that the Kohanim walked around, so you have to take off the Karen and that amah of the Kohen on each side of the Mizbeach. That means 2 on this side, 2 on this side. You take off 4, you're left with 1 amah square in the middle, upon which they brought 1,000 Karbanis. But by Shloime, you have 20 by 20. You have 400 square amas. So it's a ratio of 400 to 1. So if on one of Moshe you could bring 1,000, on the Shloime Mizbeach you could bring 400,000. According to Rabbi Yossi, if so, the Mizbeach of Shloima was not too small. It was adequate. You didn't need the Ritzpah. He didn't have to be Mekadosh the Ritzpah to bring more Karbanis. That's Gemara's Kasha. Ella, Rabbi Yossi, my Kiddush. What was he being Mekadosh? The Gemara answers, Lahamid bo Mizbeach. That since they couldn't do it on the Mizbeach of Moshe anymore, the Mizbeach on the Chayches, they had to do it on the Mizbeach Avonim of Shloima, so he had to be Mekadesh the Azara, so that he could now bring the new Mizbeach of the Mizbeach Avonim. That's how Rabbi Yossi will learn this Indian of the Kiddush of Ritzpah, but it was not to allow Haktaras HaKarbanis, the Haktaras HaEmurim, the Chalavim and the Emurim, on top of the Ritzpah of the Beis HaMikdash, because it wasn't necessary. All the 142,000 Karbanis were adequately brought on the top of the Mizbeach of Shlomo. Ask the Gemara further. Bishlom Rabbi Yossi, Hanadich Siv Katan. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's very good that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was big enough, but the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, that the Pasuk says in Melachim, was too small. So that's why, since it was too small, they got rid of the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. They used instead the Mizbeach Avarim of Shloima, and they were able to bring all the 142,000 Karbanis on that Mizbeach. El Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, so not only was the Mizbeach of Moshe, the Mizbeach of Nechoshe is too small, but his Mizbeach Avarim was also too small. So why does it say over there in Malachim that the Mizbeach HaNechoshe was Katan Mehachel? The pasuk should have said that even the Mizbeach of Shloima of Avonim was Katan Mehachel. So my Katan, that's Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answers, Hachi Kamer. We're really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not speaking about the Mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're speaking about the Mizbeach of Shlomo HaMelech, except we're calling it, instead of what it really was, Mizbeach Avonim, we're calling it Mizbeach Nechoshes, Hachikomer. Mizbeach Avonim Sh'asr Shlomo Tachas Mizbeach Nechoshes, the Mizbeach Avonim that Shlomo made instead of the Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe, which we are going to refer to as a Mizbeach HaNechoshes. And Rashi brings down that Divrei Hayomim. In fact, the Pasuk says, Vayas HaMelech Mizbeach HaNechoshes, Chof Amo Archoi, V'Chof Amo Rochboi. And that's the place here you see in Rashi that the Makam HaMarocha, where they were Makdir, the Emurim was 20 by 20. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, 20 by 20 was 400, but the Mizbeach of Moshe was 36, so it was only 11 times more. So it was too small. So not only was the Mizbeach, the real Mizbeach and the Chayshus too small, but even the Mizbeach of Avonim that was instead of the Mizbeach and the Chayshus of Moshe, that was also too small. That's why he had to be Mekadosh to Ritzba according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So it was the Mizbeach of Avonim, Sh'asa Shloima Tachas, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, that was also katan hav, it was also too small. Now the Gemara wants to know, as far as the Gzeira Shava, that we find that Rabbi Yehuda makes the Gzeira Shava to Yecheskel, and Rabbi Yossi makes the Gzeira Shava to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but my plea, what's this Machloikus Tolian? The Gemara answers, Mar Sover Don in Chutz Mi Chutz, Vein Don in Chutz Mi Pnim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's better to learn the Mizbeach HaPnimi Chitzon of Moshe from the Mizbeach Chitzon of Yecheskel, rather than to learn the Mizbeach Chitzon of Moshe from the Mizbeach Pnimi of Moshe. Umar Sarva and Rabbi Yossi holds, done in Kli Mikli. It's better to learn out the Mizbeach Chitzon of Moshe from the Mizbeach Pnimi of Moshe, because both of them were portable. Both of them were movable. They were Kalim. They ain't done in Kli Mibinyan. And we don't learn out a Kali, the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe, from the Mizbeach of Yecheskel, which was built in permanent. It's better to learn out Kli Mikli than Kli Mibinyan. And now we have finished all the various machloikis in these inyanim between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And let us now summarize what the machloikis are all about. So first of all, there's a machloikis as far as the kedusha of the ritzpa. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shlomo HaMelech had to be mekadoshit for all the korbanos that couldn't fit on the mizbeach, that they could be burnt on the floor of the Azara. Rabbi Yossi holds that it wasn't necessary to do that because they were adequately taken care of on the Mizbeach Avodim of Shlomo. Why was Shlomo HaMelech Mekadosh the Ritzpah? Only that he could put in the new Mizbeach Avodim of Shlomo instead of Mizbeach HaNechoshes of Moshe. A second machloikis is for the area on top of the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe. How wide and how long was it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was 10 amas square, because that's what I'm using the Gzeir Shavim from Yecheskel. And according to Rabbi Yossi, Dvorim Kiksavim, as it says in the Chumash, that it was 5 amas by 5 amas square. A third machloikis is the height of the Mizbeach HaChitzon of Moshe Rabbeinu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 3 amas high, Dvorim Kiksavim, as it says in the Chumash. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's actually 10 amas, including the Keren, the top am of the Keren. It was a total of 10 amas. That's what he uses the Gzeir Shava from Mizbeach HaPnimi, because the height is always double the length. So to here, the height of 10 was double the length of 5. And the fourth machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda is the height of the kloyim that surrounded the chatzer of the Mishkan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only 5 amas high. According to Rabbi Yossi, it was 15 amas high. And all of these machloikis come from what is better to make a gzeirah shavah. Is it better chutz from chutz instead of chutz from pnimi? Or is it better a keli from a keli instead of a keli from a binyan? Do we make the gzeirah shavah to Yecheskel? Do we make the gzeirah shavah to Mizbeach HaPnimi? So now, according to Rabbi Yossi, that the gzeirah shavah is from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that you need double height versus the length. So according to him, he comes out to say that the curtains of the chatzer were only 5 amos high. And we take that Dvorim Kiksavim, that it was only 5 amos. And the top of the Kayin, who was 3 amos high, and he's standing on a Mizbeach that was 3 amos high, 1 am of the Kayin was exposed, but the avoid of the Kayin was not exposed. And now we go one step further. According to Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we use the Gzeir Shavah for the height, but as far as the length and width, it's Dvorim Kiksavim that was 5 by 5. It comes out that on a surface of 1 by 1, because if you subtract the Kronos and the Amma where the Kohen walked around, all you're left on the Mizbech to use for the Aktoras Emurim was 1 by 1. So on that 1 by 1, you brought 1,000 Karbonos of the Mizbech and the Choshes. Shloima had 400 times that, because he had a surface of 20 by 20 on his Mizbeach. So he could do 400,000 Karbonos. All he had to bring is 142,000 Karbonos. No problem. According to that, Rabbi Yossi holds that you didn't have to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah to bring the Karbonos. You were Mekadosh the Ritzvah only to bring the Mizbeach Avodim of Shloim HaMelech. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Gzeir Rishava is from Yecheskel. And it teaches you that it's not 5 by 5, but it's actually double that, 10 by 10. And if so, you have 6 by 6 in the middle of the Mizbeach to be Makter the Emurim, which is 36. And if so, the Mizbeach of Shlaima was only 11 times as big as the Mizbeach of Moshe. So if the Mizbeach of Moshe was 1,000, you could only bring 11,000 on the Mizbeach of Shlaima. If so, he didn't have enough room to bring 142,000. He had to be Mekadosh the Ritzvah with the whole way that we learned in the Gemara and Shavuos, what had to be done, the Urim V'Tumim, and the Shiari Amincha, etc., the whole process, he had to be Mekadosh the Azara, so that he could be Mekadosh the Ritzvah to bring the Aktoras Emurim, because the Mizbeach of Shloima was not large enough. This is a summary of what we have learned in the last almost blot, 3/4 of a blot, the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yehuda. And now we come to the reason that we brought this whole Machlokes. Amar Rava, Moide Rabbi Yehuda bedamim, even though Rabbi Yehuda said that the Ritzpah was niskadish for Aktoras or Emurim and Chalovim, but the damim still of the 142,000 Karbonos had to be brought on the Mizbeach. The Sanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, I'll bring you a proof, because I find Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is like this by the Psachim. Kais Echrei Memala Midama Taruvis. The Kohen would take 1 cup from the blood of the Taruvus of the Psachim, v'shafchu al gavim mizbech, he would pour it on top of mizbech, he would go down and scoop up 1 cup full of blood from the floor of the Azara, and bring it on top of the mizbech. Why? She'im yishafchu dam mishal achsam, and if one of the Psachim, if the blood accidentally spilled out on the floor, nim tzezem achshiroi, it would come out that by now, scooping it up, so we assume that we'll have at least a drop of that blood in the cup. And Memela, now when the Kohen puts it on top of the Mizbeach, he's yoitz the Indian of putting the dam on the Mizbeach, and the Korban is kosher. Now I have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that there's a difference between the dam and the Aktoras Emurim. V'is al kadatach, if you would think, Sav Rabbi Yehuda, kul azor migdisha, that the whole azor was niskadesh by Shloim HaMelech to bring Aktoras Emurim on the Ritzbah, and you're going to include not only the Aktoras Emurim, but the dam as well. So why did he have to scoop it up and put it on the Mizbech? When it fell down onto the Ritzbah, fine, the Ritzbah has a din of Kedusha's Mizbech. That's what Shlomo Melech was Mekadosh the Ritzbah for. So then what do I have to pour it, scoop it up and pour it on the Mizbech? So Gemara says, no riot. Maybe, could be that it's even good legabi the dam. But v'dilma mishum de kesavu shvicha mikoyach adam binin. I can't have it that it accidentally fell down. I have to have kavana, and the person has to deliberately pour the dam on the ritzba. But if he would do that, Einachanamid would be good. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if that's so, Nishkalei v'nishpachlei aduchte. Why does he have to pour it on the Mizbeach? Let him scoop it up and then deliberately pour it back on the floor. If you're telling me the floor is good, L'char, it's a riot that Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, holds that the floor is not good legabe damim. So the Gemara says, no, maybe it is good. V'dilma b'shem debina mitzvah min avavkor. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, your yaitzev fell on the floor. But, or if he would pick it up and put it back down on the floor deliberately, you would be yotzei. But that's not a mitzvah min amufkar. The mitzvah min amufkar, of course, is to do it on the real mizbeach and not on the ritzpah. So you have no raya. So the Gemara is trying to shlug up the raya of Rava. But meanwhile, Rava held that Rabbi Yehuda is, he didn't like this teretz of mitzvah min amufkar, and he held that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that there's a difference between damim and the aktoras emurim. The Ritz was in the Scottish for Akhtar Samurim, but it's only the Mizbeach itself for Damim. If you don't have a Mizbeach, you wouldn't be able to do it, for example, on the Ritzbah. And so Mela back on Nun Tes Amid Aleph, we now have the answer to the Stirin Rav. We asked the Stirin Rav that in one place he says that a Mizbeach was Nifgam. So Kola Kachem Shenichetu Shampsulim, they're all possible because you are not able to be zerg the dum. Because if you have a defect in the mizbeach, it's like having no mizbeach, and it passes the karbonis. So we ask the question, but Rav himself says that if there's no mizbeach hapnimi, you could still be makter dike tyres. And the Gemara answers that there's a difference between the ketyres and the dum. Just like according to what Rav has said in Rabbi Yehuda, that there was a difference between the aktoras emurim on the ritzpah, which was permitted, and the dum that had to be put on the mizbeach, so too, the mizbeach is ma'akev concerning the dam of the karbonis, even though Rav himself said that you don't need a mizbeach apnimi concerning the ketoris. That's why we brought this whole sugya in to be miyashiv the stira in Rav on daf nuntes amid aleph. Now the Gemara begins a new sugya, also concerning if a defect was found on the mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mizbeach shenifkam Ein oichlam beginay shiori mincha. You're not allowed to eat the shiori mincha. Rashi says beginay means bishviloi. The mincha requires a mizbeach as well. If there's a begam, it's as if you have no mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat the shiori mincha. Shenamar. How do I learn it from a pasuk? V'achlu matzos etzel hamizbeach. We're speaking about matzos of a mincha. They have to be eaten etzel hamizbeach. So it seems that have to eat the matzos right next to the mizbeach. So the Gemara immediately asks, v'chi etzel hamizbeach achlua? Did they eat it right next to the mizbeach? We know that the pasuk says matzos te'ochel b'makom kadosh, as Rashi brings from Vayikra Vav, which means you can eat it anywhere in the azara. You don't have to eat it right next to the mizbeach. So what does the pasuk mean? You have to eat it next to the mizbeach. Ella, it means bizman shehu shalom v'lo bizman shehu chaser. It means you should eat the matzos near the mizbeach, means as a result of the mizbeach. Since there's a mizbeach there, I'm allowed to eat it. If it's shalem, if there's no pegam of the mizbeach, then I'm allowed to eat the shiori mincha. I can eat those matzahs of mincha. And if there's no mizbeach, I'm not allowed to eat them. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon shiori mincha, kachi kachim nolam. How do we know the same halach applies that to the meat of kachi kachim cannot be eaten if there is a pegam in the mizbeach? Tamad loimer, kadosh kadoshim. We have Xerah Shavah, since a mincha is considered kadosh kadoshim, and other karbonis are kadosh kadoshim, so the same halacha that we find by mincha, that it has to be a mizbeach sholem, otherwise you can't eat the shiori mincha, applies to the buster of kachi kachim as well. Asking more of kachim kalmanayim, how do you know the same halacha by kachim kalim that you cannot eat the basar if there's a begam in the mizbeach? Amar Abaye, is that Abaye asking midrash of Rabbi Yosi? This we learn out from the drash of Rabbi Yosi, this sanya we learned in the brisa. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Rabbi Yosi said, Gimel dvarim mishum, as we turn to the samach amid beis mishum gimel zakeinim. He said over, as Rashi explains, three separate halachas that each of three zakenim said. And our Gemara over here, Rashi says, is only going to mention one of them. The other two, all three, are found in the Tosefta Sanhedrin, Gimel Gimel. And here we're only going to mention one. What is that one? V'zechot me'en, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Yochol yale odom ma'aser sheni l'Yerushalayim yechlenu b'zman hazeh. I would think that a person should be allowed to bring my shein to Yerushalayim and eat it, even in our time, after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So Rashi explains This sugya is going to get into the shasugya of kitcha l'shaita, if it's kitcha l'asad lavoi or it's not kitcha l'asad lavoi. This is a shaila concerning the first base of Migdash, the second base of Migdash, and bizman hazeh, when there is no base of Migdash, there's a churban base of Migdash, is there still a kedusha? Now, this is a shaila that applies in general to Eretz Yisrael, and it's also an independent shaila that applies to Yerushalayim and the base of Migdash. So Rashi says, this Mandi Amar holds concerning the question whether there's a kedushas Eretz Yisrael, legabi trumas and meisters, for example, bizman hazeh, he holds yes, kitchel ishaita v'kitchel asad lovei. That same kedusha is here, bizman hazeh, and therefore trumas and meisters, according to this Mandi Amar, yirchayv bizman hazeh. Meister sheni yirchayv midaraisa bizman hazeh. Meister sheni is the meister that is brought. Not every year, it's brought the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. So the halacha is that you're supposed to bring the Maaser Sheni and eat in Yerushalayim, or you can be poda it. So the question is whether Bizman Hazeh, if we'll say the Chiyuv, Maaser Sheni is Midaraisa. But there's a special prerequisite concerning Maaser Sheni to eat it in Yerushalayim that it has to be lifnei Hashem. So the Gemara now has a question whether Bizman is there when there's no Beis HaMikdash, is it still called lifnei Hashem? Exactly what the Gemara's question is, we're going to see later on this Amid exactly what the question is as the Gemara progresses. So the Gemara says, this is my Shaila. Is it lifnei Hashem, legabi Maaser Sheni, to eat it in Yerushalayim, or do I say no? It's bizman hazeh, there is no din of lifnei Hashem concerning Maaser Sheni, and you'll have to be poided and eat it not in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, v'dinhu b'chor toin avos makom u'maaser toin avos makom. I can learn Maaser Sheni from b'chor. Just like b'chor requires you to be makter de murim on the mizbeach, and the kohanim eat the bechor that the Yisrael gave him, the meat is eaten in Yerushalayim, so he requires avos makom. U'maaser ton avos makom. You just said Maaser Sheni also requires avos makom. You have to bring it to Yerushalayim. So ma bechor eino ela b'fnei abayis. Just like by bechor, it's only when you have a beis hamikdash, you have a mizbeach, af maaser eino ela b'fnei abayis. I'll learn from bechor to Maaser Sheni, the Maaser Sheni will also, it will not be considered lifnei Hashem. The Gemara later, Rashi tells us, is going to ask in a few lines, why is Bechor any more certain than Maaser Sheni? If I have a question whether Bizman HaZeh, there's no lifnei Hashem by Maaser Sheni, why is it a better, why is it a for sure that Bechor, there's no Maaser Sheni? If I have a question by why do I say by Bechor? There's no question that it's not lifnei Hashem, and why by Maaser Sheni do I have a question? We'll see this later in the Gemara. So that meanwhile, until we'll get the whole sugya here, will be much clearer in a few lines. But meanwhile, let's go through the learning process of the Gemara from Bechor. The Gemara says, "Ma'ala Bechor shechein ton matan dam." I can't learn Maaser Sheni from Bechor because Bechor requires matan dam v'amurim l'gabe b'zbeach. If you'll tell me by Bechor it's not considered lifnei Hashem, that's very simple. Because since you have to do matan dam on the mizbeach, and the emurim, there's aktaras emurim on the mizbeach, so obviously if you don't have a base of miglish, you don't have a mizbeach, legabi Bechor, it's not called lifnei Hashem. But maybe legabi Maaser Sheni, it would be still considered. Maaser Sheni doesn't require matan dam emurim on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Bikurim yechichu. I'll bring you a raya from Bikurim, where it also, it says, lifnei mizbeach. It has to be in front of the mizbeach. And there's no din of matan dam v'emurim by the first fruits that a person has to bring to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. So I'll learn out Maaser Sheni from Bikurim. No, I have a kasha on that also, says the Gemara. Ma'alu Bikurim, shekein tunan anocha. By Bikurim, you have to put the new fruit next to the mizbeach. You don't have to bring it on the mizbeach, but you have to put it next to mizbeach. Maaser Sheni doesn't have that halacha. So maybe I can't learn it, even if it's not lifnei Hashem, Bizman hazeh by Bikurim, maybe Maaser Sheni is different. So now the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk, and Rashi points out that in a few lines, the Gemara is going to ask, why don't you just make a bamei atzad? As the Gemara always does, when you have two things, and you have a kasher from each one, so you can learn it out from bamei matzinu. I find I have a difficulty on Bechor, which I don't have by Bikurim. I have a difficulty by Bikurim, which I don't have by Bechor. Because Bechor doesn't need Hanocha, Eitzel HaMizbech. So I could say, and both of them have this same idea, that it's not Lifnei Hashem. So who had been Maisha Sheni is not Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara will explain why we couldn't learn out from Bamei Atzad, from Bechor and Bikurim. But meanwhile, the Gemara is going to bring a Pasuk. Talmud Leimer, the Pasuk says, in Dvorim, I believe it's Lamed Beis. It says in Devarim, Vavesem Shama Oiloi Seichem, and the pasuk continues, Viziv Chechem Ves Masroi Seichem Ves Trumas Yetchem Unidrechem Unitvoi Seichem Ubechoros Bekarchem Utsainchem. So it puts in the same pasuk your Meister, which refers to Meister Sheni, and your Bechor, so Makish Maisel Bechor, Ma Bechor Ein El Bifnei HaBayis, just like Bechor requires the Bayis, and it's not considered Lifnei Hashem, Af Maiser Ein El Bifnei HaBayis, it would not be considered Lifnei Hashem, you could not eat the Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim Bizman Hazeh. Ask the Gemara, what we mentioned before, V'nehedr Din V'neis B'me'atzad, why don't you make a B'me'atzad from Bechor and Bikurim to Maiser Sheni? If you have a problem by Bechor of Matan Damim, you don't have that by Bikurim. If you have a problem by Bikurim of Anocha, you don't have that by Bechor. And from both of them, I'll learn to Maaser Sheni that it's not Lifnei Hashem. Why do I need that pasuk in Dvarim? The Gemara answers, Mishum de Ikla Mifrach, I have a kasha on the Bameh Matzin, on the Mahatzad. The Ikla Mifrach, Mahatzad Hashav Shebehen Sheken Yesh Ben Tzad Mizbeach. True, each one needs a mizbeach for a different purpose, but the common denominator between them is they need a mizbeach. The Bechor needs it for Matan Damim and Aktoras Emurim, and the Bikurim needs it to put the basket of fruit next to the mizbeach, which I don't find by Maaser Sheni. If you're telling me it's not Lifnei Hashem by Bikurim and Bechor, it's no riot that it's not considered Lifnei Hashem by Maaser Sheni. That's why I needed a pasuk which is makish Bechor to Maaser Sheni directly, and Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh, as we learned before, Rashi brought that klal down, Ein Meshivin Ala Hekesh, so therefore you have no kashas, we learn it straight from Bechor to Maaser Sheni. Now, the Gemara wants to analyze the kasha, the shaila here, and this relates to why it's more simple, a shaila by Maaser Sheni, as opposed to Bechor himself. Bechor, we nemon, it's not Lifnei Hashem. Maaser Sheni, we had a question. And then we wind up comparing Maaser Sheni to Bechor. My Kesover, what does this Tana hold? E Kesover, Kedusha Rishoina, Kitchel Ashaita, Vikitchel Asad Lavoi. So I've filled Bechor Nami. The din should be even Bechor. It should be considered Lifnei Hashem. Rashi says Pshad here, and Tosis quotes Rashi, and Tosis very succinctly speaks out Rashi, so let's learn the top Tosis. The Pshita lay Bechor Tvem Meiser. Why does this Tana think that Bechor is any easier than Meiser, that Bechor for sure is not Lifnei Hashem? And Maaser Sheni, I have a question. If he holds that it is a Kedusha Sa'oretz Lassid Lavoi, and by extension, he would hold the same thing legabe Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash. And yet his question would be whether you considered, now we have to understand what's the shiloh of Lifnei Hashem by Maaser Sheni. If you hold Kitchel Asad Lavoi, so you hold that there is a Kedusha Teretz Yisrael, but yet you're not convinced that it works legabe Yerushalayim, that it's called Lifnei Hashem legabe Maaser Sheni. So then I should say that even by Bechor it should be eaten, and then if you learn my sheni from Bechor, my sheni should also be eaten. Why? The man de is like kitcha kasava de makriv and afal pishen bias. Kidi is a repair common to Megillah Daf Yud. In Megillah Daf Yud we find that the person who holds that kitcha lasid lavoi holds that this refers not only to Eretz Yisrael, it refers to the Beis HaMikdash, and if it refers to the Beis HaMikdash, he holds that you can bring a korban even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. you make a mizbeach and you bring on it a bechor. So we will call it Lifnei Hashem Legabi Bechor. Even though you don't have the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, it's destroyed, but you'll be able to bring it if you hold Kitcher Lasa Lavoi. And then, by extension, if you're learning from Bechor, so just like by Bechor, it would be considered Lifnei Hashem Bezman Hazeh, if you hold Kitcher Lasa Lavoi, so then the same thing will be by Meister Sheni. Now let's go back to the Gemara, and then we'll go back to Tosfos, how he learns what the Gemara is going to say now. Ve'ika sover loy kitcher lasa lavoi, and if this Tana doesn't hold that it's kitcher lasa lavoi, so afilu b'chor nami t'boi, then your question of Lifnei Hashem should not only relate to Meister Sheni, it should relate to b'chor as well. Says Tosfos, quoting Rashi, it's the fourth wide line on top, at the end of the line, ve'ika sover loy kitcher. The butla kedushas habayis, but if he holds that maybe Eretz Yisrael is kaddish, but maybe there's an independent child gabe kedushas habayis, the kedusha of the bias is not here anymore. But what's his shaila? So why, if there's no bias, so why should it be called lifnei Hashem legabe meister sheni umeboyle b'meister mishum de'enu tzarich labayis? The meister sheni doesn't need bias. You need Yerushalayim. Umis achel b'Yerushalayim, ikarin be'lifnei Hashem eloi. So your shaila is, if you have a Yerushalayim without the Beis Hamikdash, einech hanami, there's no kedusha in the sight of the Beis Hamikdash like kitcher lasa lavoi. But this halach of Meishen doesn't require bias; it requires Yerushalayim. And his shaila is, if you learn like kitcher lasa lavoi, then the shaila is it considered lifnei Hashem in spite of the fact that you have no bias? So if so, why do you have to make the shaila only by Meister Sheni? I fill a bechor nami tiboya. Heicha dehavi kein Meister. I could have the same shaila in bechor where it's like Meister, where it doesn't need the Beis Hamikdash. Where could that be? Kegoin bechihai gavne. In this case, shein etzarch labayish shekarvu damavei murav. You were makar of the Daman and the Murim in the end of Bayisheni. V'char of a bias. Then the bias was destroyed. And you still have meat. Ubesori Kayim. Maush Yechlu. Is it called Lifnei Hashem? Legabi the Basar, I don't need the Beis Hamikdash anymore. The Beis Hamikdash I used for the Daman and the Murim. And now I want to eat the meat. Well, you need Lifnei Hashem by Bechar? Okay, but the meat in and of itself, without the dam and the emurim, perhaps it's considered lifnei Hashem, even though there's no kedusha in the sight of the Beis Hamikdash. So that, why are you only asking the shaila by Meister Sheni? Is it lifnei Hashem when Meister Sheni doesn't need Beis Hamikdash? It only needs Yerushalayim. Perhaps it's considered lifnei Hashem without the Beis Hamikdash, or no? Maybe it's only lifnei Hashem with the Beis Hamikdash, which doesn't have any kedusha anymore. Why is that shaila only by Meister Sheni? You can make the same shaila by Bechor. If you did the Dam and the Emurim in the Bayisheni, you got destroyed, and now you have meat left over, you could ask the same Shaila, is it considered Lifnei Hashem? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, and you just have your Shalim without a Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Amar Avinah, Lo'olam Kesavar Lo'kitcher. Really, this Tana holds that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael there is, and that's why Meister and Terumah, Meister Sheni, you have to bring Madaraisa. There's no Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash. And v'hocha b'mayaskinim b'bechor shenizrek dame koydim churban abayis v'chor of abayis v'adayim b'sarikayim. So the Meforshim speak out that this is exactly what we learned in the Kasha here, that you could have asked the same shaila by Bechor, that it's speaking about a case where the Bechor's blood was nizrak before the churban. The emurim were brought before the emurim. And all you have left is the meat. But even though the Gemara says Hacha b'mayaskina, really the Gemara knew this in the Kasha, as we explained the Kasha from Rashi and what Tosfos quoted from Rashi. So the Gemara says the is. You know why I don't have a your Kasha? Your problem with this was that what's your Shiloh only by Meister Sheni? You should have the same Shiloh by Bechor, where you don't need the Beis Hamikdash. Is it called Lifnei Hashem a Yerushalayim without the Beis Hamikdash? You know why I didn't have a shaila by Bechor? Because ve'ishkis psari l'damai. Because the buster of Bechor, which is kachim kalim, is compared to the dam of Bechor. Ma damai b'mizbeach. Just like the dam requires mizbeach, the eating of buster b'mizbeach, it's dependent on the mizbeach. Says Rashi in Divrei HaMaskil, the iskish psari l'damai. as the pasuk says, "Ves damam tizrak, ves chelbam takter, upsaram yialach." We find it by Midbar Yeches, v'yalef minei, and we learn from there. B'shosh ato roy lizrakas adam ato eichlas abaser v'loy acher shener samizbeach. This is what Rabbi Yossi holds by Kachim Kalim. This is why we brought this whole brice of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds loy kitchelos lavoy. Why doesn't he have the same shalom by Bechor when you brought the dam and the haktaras emurim in the bayis before it was destroyed and all you have left is the meat? Is it called lifnei Hashem even without a base of migdash? The answer is it's compared to the dam. Once there's no base of migdash, there's no mizbeach. You cannot eat the buster and consider it lifnei Hashem without the dam. The same halacha that the dam requires mizbeach, so too the buster of kachim kalim requires mizbeach. And that's why we're bringing this whole sugi in. On Amud Aleph, we learned shiari amincha. We learned kachim kachim. If the mizbeach was nifgam, you can't eat the buster. And we wanted to know, what about kachim kalim? Here's the brice of Rabbi Yossi. We learned that the buster of kachim kalim of Bechor here is compared to the dam. Just like the dam needs mizbeach, the buster needs mizbeach. It's not considered lifnei Hashem a Yerushalayim that has no Beis HaMikdash and no Mizbeach in that Beis HaMikdash. And now, once I know for sure Bechor, and I have no kasha, that that's not considered Lifnei Hashem, here's where on the top of the Yomid we picked up and said, V'asi Meiser V'yalbe Bechor. Now I can learn Meiser from Bechor because we had the Pasuk in Dvorim, it's Yud Beis. I said before Lama Beis, that was wrong. Dvorim Yud Beis, where it says, Vaveisin Shamar Lesechem, and Maestro Seichem, and Bechore, Bekarchem, Betzoinchem, it compared Maestro to Bechor. So now that I know the din by Basar Bechor, I know the same din by Maestro Sheini. Ask the Gemara, we have a different problem now. Vichidavra Alamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Behekish. We know that by Kachim, you can't learn a Hekish from a Hekish. Here you learn Basar of Kachim Kalam of Bechor from the Dum, and then you turn around and use that Basar to learn Maestro Sheini. It's a Hekish on top of a Hekish, which you can't do. The Gemara answers, Meiser Dagon Cholin. Meiser Dagon compared to Meiser Behema, which is a korban that's brought on the Mizbeach. So Meiser Dagon, Meiser Sheini, compared to that, is considered Cholin, and therefore it doesn't have the problem of Hekish from Hekish by Kachim. Says the Gemara, Meiser Dagon Cholin, who says the Gemara, Honich Laman the Amr Basar Lamed Azalin. If you're looking at what is learnt, then Ein Chanami. It's considered chulin if you compare it to kachim. But elaman di amar baser melamed azlinin. When you have to identify whether something's a hekish built on a hekish, you have to look at the teacher, at the melamed. And what's the melamed here? The baser of a bechor. That's kachim kalim. And by kachim we don't say hekish on top of a hekish. So the Gemara says, "Elaman the Amr Basar Melamed Azlinin Mayik LaMeimer." What could you answer there? The Gemara says, "Damu Basar Chada Milsehi." That since it's the dam and the basar from the same bechor, from the same korban, so then it's not like a real hekish where you're learning two things, one from the other. This is all two things from the same korban. It's all considered one thing. And if the halacha is that dam needs mizbeach, then by extension, without the actual din of hekish, by extension, the basar needs, the achilas basar needs mizbeach as well. And once I know that dam and basar have the same din, then I make my first hekish to Meiser Sheini, that just like the basar needs mizbeach and it's not considered lifnei Hashem without the mizbeach, so too kachim kalim, just like that halacha, so too Meiser Sheini cannot be eaten lifnei Hashem if you have a Yerushalayim without a Beis HaMikdash, a destroyed Beis HaMikdash, and no Mizbeach, so you also cannot eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. It's not called Lifnei Hashem, although Meiser Sheni doesn't require Mizbeach, it doesn't require Beis HaMikdash, but whatever the din is by Bechor, so too we will learn by Meiser Sheni, and therefore it's not Lifnei Hashem, he will not be able to eat Yerushalayim, instead he'll have to be poided and eat it plain, and not eat it in Yerushalayim.